And it's Roger and James here, fam, of this Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the D23 Expo, which is returning to Los Angeles in August of 2019, taking place on 23rd to the 25th at the Anaheim Convention Center, which is the largest Disney fan event in the world, bringing together Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, probably a little bit of Fox, I'd imagine, at that point, maybe. And this is going to be the sixth by Leonard, was basically every 2 years it takes place. So they've announced different bits and pieces. Tickets are going on sale on August 23rd, so in later this week. And yeah, tickets are pretty pricey. Looking at the early bird, Go family members can save. Let's have a look here at the tickets. General admission tickets are $89 for a one-day admission and $69 for children. There are also three-day money-saving tickets available. And also there's going to be a limited number of the Sorcerer VIP packets, which are only $2,500 per ticket, which is exclusive to Gold and family members, which includes 3 day admission, reserve seating, a preview day of the show floor, a load of Haunted Mansion themed reception party, a D23 gift pack, and yeah, bits and pieces like that. And also Gold members are entitled to it. But what's really annoying is they also dumped D23 membership for anyone outside of the US. That was a nice kind of little backhanded system that they did. So D23 Expo 2019. What did you think of that one?
Well, I'll be honest. Most of the details I kind of glossed over because I already know I'm not going this time around. I did go in 2017. But yeah, it's pretty standard fare. You know, the packages are fairly similar to what they had before. The pricing might be a little bit different, obviously a little bit more. I will say, I've obviously never done the Sorcerer package. I can't even remotely justify that. But having seen the lines, both in 2015 and 2017, having seen how early you have to wake up to get to some of those, I mean, if you're planning on going and you can afford it, you will save so much time by doing the Sorcerer's package. But again, that is a lot of money too.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, isn't it? It's like money versus time.
And I will say this, for most conventions, money versus time, it almost always comes out to time.
Yeah.
You know, most conventions, minus say like San Diego Comic-Con or something like that, if your choice is spend $200 to not stand in line for an extra hour or two, just stand in line. D23 might be one of the only conventions that I can think of where it'd be like, you know what, if I had $2,000 to burn, which I don't, but if I did, kind of like, it might be worth it just to not have to deal with the stress of dealing with Hall A and Hall C and these just absolutely bonkers lines. But similarly, those lines are the exact reason I am not returning in 2019. You know, not being able to go to the live action panel because the line opened at 4 and closed at like 6 in the morning. No thanks. And then there were people who actually, I think it was at the parks and where people actually cut the line. You know, people had been there in line for many hours, and then just a group of people like, whatever, we're walking in. And a whole bunch of people who had been sitting there, guaranteed a seat, were told, no, sorry, we don't have any seats because a whole bunch of people, and we can't figure out who it was. So, keeping in mind, of course, that Disney does not run this themselves, or at least they don't run, you know, the hall. They don't run the actual expo. They kind of sponsor it, but everything is run by a different company.
Yeah.
Their ability to crowd control, or not, as it the case is absolutely atrocious, and it impacts every part of D23 so negatively.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things of, I mean, I, for a fraction of a second, thought, could you, it's like 8, middle of August, middle of the kids' holidays for me, so I'm way too busy at work. 4 days in LA, flights, combination, Disneyland, all the rest of it. You're talking, it's like, probably like a $5,000 holiday. It's like, and just to stand in line, when I could probably just sit there and watch like Periscope and live Facebook live feeds from the event and get all the news. And there's like all the merchandise. well, most of it ends up being released afterwards, or it'd be cheaper for me to pay the premium for the items and not go than stand in the lines. And so much of that merchandise ends up going on sale afterwards because they make bad decisions with some of the merchandise, which in the hope that just because you're a Disney fan, they're going to buy any rubbish that they just slap the logo on.
In fairness, a lot of people at D23 do buy a lot of the rubbish just because you stuck. I mean, there were items that were sold out at 2017 where it was like, really? Someone bought that? Not only did someone buy that, but enough people bought it to sell out. So yeah, people do buy it, but then it shows up on eBay and it's kind of a guessing game on which game, which ones are you going to get your money's worth from. So yeah, I would strongly encourage anyone who is considering going for merchandise, for exclusive merchandise, to just kind of reevaluate. Yes, you know, if the t-shirt or the, let's say the statue, is $60 at D23, and let's say they don't release it to general because it sells out, all right, you're probably going to end up paying like $120, $150 bucks for it on eBay, but you're not spending $1,500 on getting to D23, so it kind of works out in the end if it's something that you really, really want.
I mean, usually D23 is usually great from the point of view of finding out new stuff. You know, we find out lots of information at D23, stuff from parks gets announced, movie stuff gets announced. We've had video game stuff, we've had some great years for video games, and we've had some dreadful years for video games. Usually they're live streamed, so that's kind of a good thing for us. D23 is a great weekend as a whole for Disney fans, and I think they're just doing a better job of incorporating to everybody. And unfortunately, the trouble is, it does really bug me that they do it every 2 years from LA, and it's very much that kind of thing of, you know, if you're an American girl, okay, we do it every 2 years, we go out to LA, but for like, you're talking so much money just to go to a convention and stuff, and it is just, you know, if they alternated it with Disney World, or if they alternated it, did like they do with Star Wars Celebration, where they move it around. You know, it's like Star Wars Celebration is in Chicago next year. Now it's a little bit like, well, hold on a minute. You're trying to, like, they're going to try and do two events within 3-4 months of each other. It just feels, at least with Star Wars Celebration, when they came to London a few years ago, you know, it's a whole new group of people being able to experience it. You know, D23, it's very much a kind of LA kind of thing, and all the big Disney fans and stuff go there. But for me, it's just way too expensive. I mean, it would literally, the amount of money I'd have to spend to go there for 3 days to stand in a queue just doesn't really appeal.
So a couple of points. First, I'm going to backtrack to the video game panel. In 2015, the video game panel was huge. It was in the main hall. You had to wait for several hours to get in. Obviously, at the time, Disney was still doing all the stuff in-house. So the video games were a huge deal. Disney Infinity, we saw Disney Magic Kingdoms there. Kingdom Hearts 3 had some announcements at the time. So it was a very big deal. By contrast, 2017... it was in an arena, which sounds like it's an arena. No, it's actually a very small facility compared to where the other panels were at. It was off on its own. You could literally just walk into it because not all the seats were taken. They didn't have any major announcements. Obviously, we did see some Kingdom Hearts and we did see Battlefront 2, but the difference in 2015 to 2017 with that schism where Disney had given up their own publishing, Disney Infinity, of course, was gone, was huge. And I would fully expect that 2019 will be the same deal as 2017. Hopefully they'll have some stuff to announce. But if you're really there for the video games, it's probably not going to be that big a deal. Honestly, yeah, you're probably better off going to E3. You're better off going to, you know, Gamescom or something like that if you're in Europe. So, second point, obviously we both have been very negative and down on this for a moment. I would like to encourage that if you are interested in D23 and you can financially justify it, not even the Sorcerer's package, don't ignore that. If you can justify the hotel costs, airline fees, tickets, entrance, etc., you know, maybe live in Anaheim, whatever, then you should do it. Yeah. It's definitely an experience, and there's more to it than the panels. There's an entire showroom full of stalls, vendor stalls, which are nothing but Disney merchandise. Yeah. Some of that merchandise goes back to when the park first opened. Some of it goes back to even before the park opened. I picked up a soup mug, which was branded with Pinocchio licensing. Now, I don't think it was released when Pinocchio came out, but it was definitely an item from like the 80s or so. And that was pretty cool. I didn't even have to spend that much on it. If you're a pin trader, there's so many pins. Everywhere. Same for Vinylmation. Yes, it's still there. Funko Pops, obviously, were big. You know, whatever the big collectible item is in 2019, that will be all over the place. And then, of course, yes, there's the line simulators for, you know, the official Disney store, the official Her Universe store. Hallmark is there. Previews for the parks. Previews of Galaxy Edge, obviously, was one of the big ones last time. So, yes, there are very big negatives, particularly if you want to go to the animation panel or the live action panel or maybe the games panel. The one that I remember most from last year was the Alan Menken panel. He did, of course, the music for Aladdin, you know, a lot of the shows in that time. And he just sat up there and he played on the piano and he told stories about writing the music for the... That was fantastic. And it was in the main hall, but it was walk-in. Just walk right in. So, you know, we're talking about the major things here because those are the things that we will end up discussing on the podcast when D23 2019 comes along. But there is so much more to this. So, so we've been negative in the first three quarters of this podcast. I do want to say to people,
I'll be honest,
go. If you want to, go.
I will be honest. If it was in London or Paris, I'd be going. And that's the thing for me. It was, it's that thing of, an hour's flight. You know, I can do it in a day or go up for a weekend or a couple of things fine. And if I was in California or around there, I would go. But for me, it's such an, you know, you're talking, it's like going to Disney World for 2 weeks. That, cause go, you know, it's like 900 quid. So it's like a grand just on the flight to get to California before. And then I have to, you know, it's for me, it's just so ridiculously expensive to get to it that it's just,
obviously you have the UK tax, we'll just call it that, to get there as well. You've got to cross the Atlantic. I live in Denver. It's still a massively expensive trip for me, more than a normal Disneyland trip would be, because hotel prices go up when conventions are in town, because hotels know there's going to be a huge demand for rooms, so that's more expensive. Plane tickets are more expensive because the airlines know that there's a convention in town and people are going to be coming in. And then on top of having Disneyland tickets, you're paying for tickets to the D23 itself. You know, it's just a more expensive proposition all around. So unless and you have to budget accordingly. Yeah. And if you can budget accordingly, then go for it.
Especially if you save 2 years for the next one.
There is that, of course. You know, D23 only comes every 2 years. And it's an experience. And let's be fair, you are surrounded by absolute Disney maniacs. Yeah. You know, and sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. You know, just like any fandom, there are some who go a little too far. But it is kind of cool to go into that hall and be like, oh, that person's wearing a t-shirt for like this one TV show that only existed for a single season, but I loved it when I was a kid or whatever. And it's like the only place that you'll see something like that because everyone else forgot about it.
I know, at Star Wars Celebration, it was that kind of thing of like, some ways like, you know, it's like, these are people that get it. They, you know,
these are my people.
Yeah, these are my people. These are people that when you're in your normal life that, you know, when you talk with people and they gloss over, it's like, no, these are people that will do it. But I think as a whole, definitely, if you're in the area, if you're in that around that area, I would definitely say go do it. And just jealous if you can. But on that note, guys, go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe. Let us know in the comments below. Are you going to be going? Let us know your thoughts. James, where can they find you?
I mean, HeroicLegacy.com and not D23 2019.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.